Start some rumors. Get everybody relaxed.
I would like to know what the difference is between
Calais.
Doulos.
You have Calais.
Doulos. That's one born into slavery.
I know, but it's okay. Oh, one born into slavery. We're talking about the highest form of love, but it's the lowest point of servitude. They have the highest point of love, but then agape is also a highest form of love.
Hi.
Who's been stealing those tapes? That's it. We're going to have a confession. I know. The Lord showed me so many of you in this class. All right, raise your hand, Jerry.
Okay.
Praise the Lord. We found the culprit. She didn't even know what we're talking about. We have a test today.
Yeah. Oh, boy.
We're all ready. I knew you'd be excited.
Where's the cheat sheet?
We need to sing that song. We love our teaching. The leader of the outreach, and so they decided to embarrass me, and they coined a song, "We Love Our Leader," and they would sing that to me right in the middle of nowhere. People all around, "We love you, Earl." Yes, we do. Molly came down to meet the team. She had to come later, so we met her at the Oakland airport, and they started singing right in Oakland airport, "We love you, Molly." He turned beet red. This came to mind because I just felt like you didn't really love me this morning.
Oh,
we
do.
Oh, that's good. Oh, separate Earl from the giver. Yeah, we'll see what we can do with this. I'm sure you'll enjoy it immensely. you there, sir. Got just a few Greek words on there. Got some short answer and a few multiple choice. You know, whatever length of time you need.
2 weeks.
Well, 2 weeks. You do not receive because you ask amiss. I
Are we all done? Is everybody done? Oh,
John, if you need more time, you can go to the library. Okay. We can exchange papers then.
What?
Family. was a lot of chigumis. Okay, that was a lot of fun. That will correct the test. Number one. Perusos is letter F. Hupogramos is letter D. Dunamis, letter A. Energeia, letter B. Hooper ek Periso, letter C. Number two. Tufo is letter A. Obos is letter B. Therapone is letter C. Oh, this is so much fun to write this question. Agape is letter D. And then Suko is letter E. So A, B, C, D, E. Oh, it's so much fun to do it that way. It's fun to do that because a lot of students will try to figure out, would he have done it that way? Would he really have done it so that it's A through E alphabetically? And most students say, no, he would never do that. It's so much fun to do that. It was kind of carnal, but it was still fun. Number three.
Nice.
Oh, yeah, that's my pleasure. Cleothesia, letter F. Colasis, letter E. Doulos, letter A. Seneco, letter B. Charis, letter C. Number four. Opelotrosis, letter D. Energale, letter A. Oiketes, letter B. Lutron, letter C. And then Oiktyro, letter F. Number five, Anomia, letter C. Harmartia, letter A. Ponaria is letter F. Agnoema is letter B. Paracoe is letter D. And then Plane is letter G. 1 point for blank. We'll answer the multiple choice before we undertake the short answer. That way, however long it takes with multiple choice, with the short answer we have this time. Number one, diakonos is a word for slave that is best described by one of the points below. Which one of the following gives the best description? Letter B, slave in his duties. Number two, in 2 Corinthians 5:14, Paul says that he is constrained by God's love. A better translation of constrained would be held together with. Which one of the following is a Greek word we're speaking of here? Letter E, suneko. Of the following words for love, there is one that is not found in the New Testament. Letter D, storgos. The word dunamis conveys a number of important meanings. Of those listed below, which one does not apply to this word? Letter C, the effective power of God himself. Number five, Granville Sharp's rule of Greek grammar is very important. One of the things listed below in regard to this rule is incorrect. Letter C, there cannot be any other words between chi and the second noun. There can be adjectives, and there's no problem. Short answer. The normal common usage of hupogramos involved the Greek primary education system. Explain exactly what it was used to teach, one word, and how this was accomplished. So you get 1 point for the first answer and 1 point for the second. It was used to teach writing. And so it wasn't used to teach spelling. It was not used to teach calculus. It was used to teach writing. It was done with wax tablets and a stylus. Now, they do not have to have a full, total answer like I'll give you, but it has to be enough that it makes sense. The teacher wrote the top line, which is the hupogramos, and it was to be written under writing. Also, parallel lines were supplied for the student to write in. Sometimes the teacher would guide his hand. So, if they give an adequate explanation, give them the point. We're not looking for absolute detail.
You can used to teach writing by giving an example to copy.
Well, take a half off. So, just put minus one half. If any of the other papers have an answer like that, which is specific, but yet really general, but yet has the essence, take a half off that. Okay? Number two, agape in the Septuagint did not have its full meaning. There is one reason why this is so. What is this reason? Now, the reason has to be very specific. God had not yet given his son on Calvary, or God had not yet given Christ. For God so loved the world, so agape'd the world, he gave his only begotten son. This had never been illustrated before. It was illustrated in typology, it was illustrated in prophecy, but until it was actually done, agape could not have this full meaning. So it involves God and his son. And I really do have to say, God giving his son, Christ dying on Calvary, it has to be something to that effect. Couldn't have its full meaning until it was demonstrated. Well, that just wouldn't be enough. That involves that, but it has to be more specific than that. Number three, the lutron is specifically one thing in the New Testament. What is this one thing? It's the ransom of Christ on Calvary. Christ giving his life as a lutron for many, a ransom for many. If they do say ransom, that's enough. If they say the ransom of Christ, I'll accept that. Just have the word ransom doesn't tell us anything.
The word Jesus Christ.
Pardon?
Just the word Jesus Christ.
I'll take a half point on that. So just minus one half. And I'll give them a half for that, but it's just not. We do have to learn to be a little bit more specific. The reason why we're not, generally, is because we're not really certain. And we try to find an answer. We go through a very subtle thinking process. No,
I knew the answer was the ransom.
Yeah.
With Christ, he was the ransom.
But we have to learn to explain ourselves. And you know where you're going to learn this? You're going to learn it in the ministry. You're going to learn it when you go out and witness, or you teach a class, or teach a Bible study, and comes back to you that you taught something. I never taught that. And then you begin to catch on, oh, I better qualify myself. These people don't have the same background. So I've had all the different situations. People take tests. There's one thing I want deliverance from. It's correcting tests. But, I meant this. I just wrote the wrong word. Oh, brother, I believe you, but no, I mean, there's only so much I can do. And most of the time, they are honest. I mean, they're not trying to pull my leg or con me or deceive me. I just can't do anything. So I'll take minus half of just put Christ. Number four, the New Testament shows forth a two-word key meaning for the word charis. What are these two words? Well, I'm looking for unmerited favor. I really don't know what other two words would be applicable. So we'll leave it at that, and hopefully we can go on to number five. Uh-oh. Are you sure? Okay.
Grace.
Two words. What are these two words? Grace. Yes, Robert.
I felt that was a confusing question because I knew under.
Because you gave the
I thought you meant two different translations of the word charis.
What are these two words?
And
two word key meaning for the word charis. What are these two words? That's a trick question.
I was the only one because.
Someone
else. Loving kindness, goodwill.
Well,
so they thought it was meant two different words. in which it would have translated.
Oh, yeah.
But no.
I will give a half point for grace, just because I feel just grace oozing out of my bones today. Other than that, we will only accept unmerited favor. Number five, two different words for love are used in the famous dialogue between Jesus and Peter. First, give these two words, explain the difference between them. The two words, filio and agape. And you get 1 point for that. So if you only have one of the words, you get just half a point. But for a full point, you have to have filio and agape. Then, filio is tender affection. Based on the object's value. So if they say something to that effect, they get another point. Then agape love is a full sacrificial love, not based at all on the object's value. And that would go along with, if you remember Mark Yoker's testimony last night, feeling the love of God, and the one main thing that he felt in it was that it was unconditional. Just love. Fantastic love from God. Really, no condition as far as the fact that God loves us. It's really staggering. It's so staggering. Because we don't know that love. We don't know it in our marriages. We don't know it in our relationships, brother to brother, sister to sister. We don't yet know it really in our relationship with God. We place conditions on everything. Now, there are conditions to our salvation, but see, God still loves us. When a person is condemned to the lake of fire, God still loves them. That's a staggering thing. He still loves them. It's like a parent seeing their child go off and end up doing all sorts of wrong, weird things. The parent really still loves that child. It's really staggering. Phenomenal thing. So one's tender affection, and they don't really have to say that it's based on the object's value, but just enough to show that it's not the same level of love as agape love. And agape is a full sacrificial or self-sacrificing love. Number six, in using Granville Sharp's rule, we find out something marvelous concerning the words God, Father, Jesus, Lord, and Savior. What is this marvelous something? They are all one. They are the same. They're identical. The rule shows that all of these terms are used in a certain kind of construction, demonstrating that they are the same. They're just all interchangeable terms talking about God. So anything to that effect is acceptable. The Greek word huiothesia is found 5 times in the New Testament. The 3 of the 5 usages is translated by a single English word. In the other 2 cases, the same English word is used in a phrase that is meant to translate huiothesia. First, tell me what is this single English word, and then explain very simply and briefly why this translation is not acceptable. The reason is not because of the literal rendering of the Greek word in question. There's only one specific reason. The word is adoption. That's English that you find in the King James. The reason is that we are not sons of God through adoption. That's the reason. It's not because the word means son placing. It's because we're not sons by adoption. So they have to say something to that effect. It's that we are sons by birth, spiritual birth. It's from above. So huiothesia is not talking about being in Satan's kingdom of sin and now being adopted in God's kingdom of light. It's showing maturing in God, but it has nothing to do with adoption. So we're not sons of God through adoption. That's the main reason. That's the key truth point. Yes?
Steve, how do you handle it? Adoption shows acquiring something new in English. The Greek shows we are sons already, but God desires to bring us to a new place.
I was swayed. I was swayed by a totally objective opinion. Yes.
On the question number 5 of agape and filial.
Yes.
You didn't after filial. You didn't put tender affection. You put basis of love on the value of the one being loved.
That's fine. Okay. I'll take that. Hey, there is a total of 42 points. 42 points. So if you can put a minus and Then if you could also write the plus number, like if it's minus 4, then put plus 38. Because I have to work with the plus number to get a percentage. And you can return it to the owner, and then we'll pass it. I do want a vote. I want an honest, honest vote. There is no virtue in itself in having class tomorrow. If you want class, we'll have class. If you don't, we won't. If the vote is that we don't because you would rather study or whatever, fine. I mean, I don't care what the reason is. So the vote is, first of all, how many do not want class tomorrow? And be honest. Okay. There will be no class tomorrow. Now, you've deeply hurt my feelings.
Who's going to win?
Who's going to win? No, as far as just having class, some of you could really use the time to study or whatever, and I just shouldn't give you that time. So, now, I will have class anyway, and if you don't show up, you flunk the semester. But other than that, don't worry about it. No problem.
That makes a difference. Okay. Sorry,
man. Taking up 8 per person. I just wanted to see if you were ready to die. Faber has quite a bit of artwork done.
That's right.
I had to make sure this class was over.
Oh, yeah.
You get nervous when I see everyone.
Oh, sure. That happens from time to time. Yes.
I'd like to know if I can have partial credit on this one right here. I never read the question on the one word. I knew that I was writing it. We taught how to write that down there. So probably just to learn. Now it is writing, not spelling. But I got it in the concept. But I think when I read it, I thought it was teaching one word in the parallel line.
I tried anyway. You don't ever get anything
right. That's correct. Just because it fell on deaf ears.
Failure to hear.
I've just been labeled with a certain feeling.